proud and very happy to honor the 20th birthday of One Man Family. Robert Armbruster and the orchestra are ready with music to take us back over the years. And we're also going to look in on famous stars of the NBC family who are transcribed in their homes with their own real-life families to join in commemorating this important birthday. We'll visit with Phil and Alice Faye Harris, Judy Canova, the Bob Hopes, the Frank Lovejoys, and the Ralph Edwards, and One Man Family.
If I live to be 100, I'll never understand why you were so set on staying home with me.
Well, I thought you looked a bit tired, my dear. Well, with the children on the way, we'll enjoy an evening together. Yes. And perhaps recall some of the things that have happened in the Diaba family since April 29, 1932. That's our 20th anniversary on the radio, you know.
Of course I know. Henry, I have the feeling you're trying to be mysterious.
Mysterious, isn't it? How could I be? Well, you tried your best all these years to make me believe I couldn't possibly have any secrets from you.
I'm sure of it.
Well, don't you really know why you're staying home this evening?
Just to see a memory of that.
And you still believe I couldn't possibly keep a secret from you?
As sure as I'm sitting here.
Then I have a little surprise for you, maybe. Or let us call it a secret. We are staying home expressly to listen to a program from the National Broadcasting Company in honor of the 20th anniversary of the Barber family on radio.
Well, why didn't you tell me?
It's not as a fool of a point by me, and it seems to me I have. No secret, sir.
That's the only one, Henry, in all the years.
And I might add, my dear, that famous NBC stars are waiting in their own homes with their real-life families to talk about what they were doing 20 years ago.
That sounds funny.
You see, let me...
That sounds as it indeed. I see. You don't know.
First of our guests this evening are Phil Harris and Alice Faye, who with their beautiful little daughters, Alice Jr. and Phyllis, are waiting to join in this tribute to One Man's Family on its 20th anniversary.
On its 20th anniversary? Don't they teach these NBC announcers grammar no more? You mean their 20th anniversary, don't you, Buster?
He means the program, Phil, not the Barber family.
Well, why don't he say it then?
He did say it, Daddy. It's a collective noun. That's right. So it takes a singular pronoun.
I'll declare. Ain't we getting intellectual? If I'd have used the words like that when I was your age, my old man would have thrown me right out of the house.
Oh, Phil, why can't you be a little more dignified, like Father Barber?
Okay, Mother Harris. Now, if you'll be so good as to excuse me, I think I shall repair to the garden and putter about a bit.
Oh, now, wait a minute. We're not getting outside easily.
Besides, it's my birthday.
Oh, that's right, honey. You know something? You and One Man's Family were born on just about the same day.
I wasn't born 20 years ago, though. Let's hope you're not that ancient.
Now, just a minute.
Oh, excuse me. Daddy, what were you and Mommy doing 20 years ago?
Well, I was knocking them dead at the Coconut Grove with my band. Won't you come with me to Alabama? Let's go see my dear old man.
Phil, I think the children have heard that. See, your dad and I weren't married then. I was just starting out, singing on Rudy Valley's program in New York.
And then she came west and got into the big town. She met me.
Maybe you had better go out and putter in the garden.
Aren't you supposed to tell what your favorite old song is? That's right. What is it?
Well, that's easy. Won't you come with me to Alabama? Let's go see my dear old mammy. She's frying eggs and broiled hammy.
Phil, I like that song, but really, it's not my favorite old-timer.
Okay, honey, so what is your favorite old-timer?
I won't.
You won't what?
I Won't Dance, of course. It was written by Jerome King to Roberta, remember?
All right, honey. So our favorite is I Won't Dance. Maybe Robert Armbruster will play it for us.
Thank you, Phil Harris and Alice Faye, and your lovely little daughters, Phyllis and Alice, for joining in our birthday celebration for One Man's Family. And Alice Sr., I see Robert Armbruster has just nodded okay for your favorite 20-year-old tune, I Won't Dance. We're going to drop in at the home of an NBC star who was a neighbor of One Man's Family when it started on the air back in 1932. Our own Ralph Edwards, with his wife Barbara and their three children, Christine, age 10, Gary, 9, and Laurie, 6.
Yes, I was living in Oakland and going to college in Berkeley at the University of California.
Didn't several of the cast of One Man's Family go to Cal, Ralph?
Mm-hmm, that's right, honey. Michael Raffetto, who plays Paul Barber, Bernice Berwin, who was Hazel, and Barton Yarborough, who played Clifford till his sudden death a few months ago, all were California alumni. So we knew that Cal students could make good in radio.
Were you in radio then, Daddy?
I sure was, Christine. I did a news program, a daytime serial, and a two-hour show every night on the Oakland station.
I thought you said you were going to school.
Well, I was doing that too, Gary.
Yes, he also got his degree. We are. We're not just going to school.
Well, yeah, that's true. I had a little trouble, Laurie. In fact, doing 5 TV shows and a radio show every week now seems sort of easy when I think of all I had to do then.
How did you manage to do so much, Daddy?
Oh, I scheduled all my classes in the morning, for one thing. But even then, I had to work on the daytime serial. I usually did that at the lunchtime. And, someone coming to visit us. Oh, that's swell. Probably Penny. Quiet, Trixie. Quiet. Trixie. It's going to be One Dog Family for Trixie here before long. Well, we won't break the news yet, will we? Quiet, Trixie. This program I had, though, was called Alvin and Betty, and it was on every afternoon on the radio. I wrote it, announced it, and acted in it.
When did you study?
At night. One of my shows was called Bats in the Belfry. Isn't that an easy title? That's where I first tried out a lot of the stunts we used later on Truth or Consequences, by the way. Anyway, we played records, and I used to do my studying while the records were on.
I'd rather listen to the records.
Well, if you work at it, you can study with your eyes and listen with your ears both at the same time, Laurie.
I don't want to catch you children trying it, though. What was your favorite record, Dad?
Well, since at that time I was a sophomore at the University of California, I guess there's just one answer to that question. It was Dancing in the Dark. You kids remember that tune? Have you ever heard it?
No.
Oh, that was popular with Mommy and me. It's appropriate for One Man's Family, too, because so many members of the family in radio and in real life are UC alumni. And we all used to gather at the Claremont Hotel in Berkeley for our undergraduate dances. The orchestra there played it quite often, as I remember.
Many thanks to you, Ralph Edwards, and your lovely family. And a special bark of thanks to your little dog, Trixie, for chiming in so enthusiastically and greeting One Man's Family. San Fernando Valley is the home of another famous NBC family. And there we find Judy Canova and her 7.5-year-old daughter, Tweenie, waiting to share in our birthday greetings to one man's family. Maybe Tweenie can pin Maud down as to just what went on 20 years ago.
Ma.
Yeah, Ma.
Now, Tweenie, you stop. We don't want people to think we're really like that. And especially we don't want one man's family to think it. My goodness, they're all so nice and dignified. They're not hillbillies, you know.
They're from San Francisco, and that's hilly.
By golly, you're right, honey. I wonder if Father Barber has ever played a guitar.
Doesn't everybody?
Why, you know yourself that your Aunt Ann plays the piano.
When did you and Aunt Ann and Uncle Zeke start singing together, Mama?
Oh, right around the time that one man's family first came on the air, honey. We were all three just kids then, and we came up to New York from Florida to try and make good.
Did you?
Well, not right away. We used to rehearse on a bench in Central Park and then go around looking for a job.
Oh, you showed me Central Park when we were in New York.
That's right. But it sure looks a lot prettier now than it did when we used to wonder whether we'd ever start working. But we finally did get a job singing and playing on a small radio station in New York. Oh, boy, I'll never forget that. Those New Yorkers had never heard any hillbillies before, and they just loved your Uncle Dickie's hog calling and our singing.
I bet you made lots of money.
Well, honey, I'd rather you hadn't mentioned that, just when I was enjoying thinking about those good old days. As a matter of fact, we were so glad to get the job that we never did get around to talking about money. Then at the end of our first week, we found out we weren't getting any.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. I can't tell you what your Uncle Zeke said. Oh, but things got better after that, and now I can laugh about those days when the Canova family and one man's family were both getting started. Oh, and now I guess it's time for us to tell what our favorite old song is. Do you want to tell Mr. Armbruster, Tweenie?
Yes. It's Only a Paper Moon.
Thank you, Tweenie. I'm sure Robert Armbruster has that paper moon right on the tip of his baton. And Judy, we want to tell you how pleased we are to meet the little Tweenie you say goodnight to on your program each week. Families saluting one man's family on this 20th anniversary program are Frank Lovejoy, whose adventures as Randy Stone in Night Beat we all enjoy so much, his lovely wife, Joan Banks, and their two children, Judy, 9, and Steve, 7. Say, what were you doing when one man's family first went on the air, Frank?
Well, let me see. 1932. Oh, yeah, I was a runner in Wall Street. And if you remember Wall Street, 1932, you'll know that I wasn't doing very well.
Frank, isn't Father Barber of One Man's Family a retired stockbroker?
Yes, indeed he is. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, Daddy, if you'd stayed in Wall Street, you might have been like Father Barber.
Is that so, Judy? Well, it could be.
But Judy, Daddy's in radio and in pictures, too. Father Barber isn't in the movie.
No, and then Father Barber got into Wall Street before I did. By the time I got there, all the money was gone.
What were you doing then, Mommy?
Well, Judy, I was in school back in Rye, New York. I was in my first school play and decided right then and there that I wanted to be an actress.
Yeah, and I'm so glad she did, too.
Daddy, yeah. How did you ever become an actress?
See, that's a very good question, I tell you. I've been on the stage a little bit, Stevie, and I decided that just as long as I was going to starve to death, I might as well starve to death doing something I like doing, you know? And times were kind of tough on Broadway in the 30s. Finally, Brock Pendleton gave me a break, and I went into my first play in 1934.
And then you went into radio, didn't you, darling?
Well, it wasn't quite that easy, Joan. That was kind of tougher than getting started on Broadway. I started on radio at WLW in Cincinnati. When I went back to New York, I had to sort of begin all over again.
Well, I think everything's worked out just fine for our family, don't you, Kit?
Yes.
And I hope all the families listening tonight feel the same way. But I know that all of us love One Man's Family and have enjoyed the Barbers for a long time, haven't we?
Yes, indeed. We certainly have. And
yes.
Tonight brings back a lot of memories. And the memory song that we'd like to hear as our request on this salute to One Man's Family is April in Paris.
Thank you, Frank Lovejoy, Joan Banks, and Judy and Steve. Now, in response to your request, Robert Armbruster and the NBC Orchestra play April in Paris. Listen in at the home of Bob Hope, who also is joining our parade of NBC stars in saluting One Man's Family on its 20th anniversary. Bob's talking over with his daughter Linda and son Tommy just what was with him 20 years ago.
Ah, yes, kids, 20 years is a long time, but I can remember 1932 as if it were yesterday. I used to listen to Paul Whiteman's band on the radio. He had a crooner with him and a chubby little guy who was starting to lose his hair. I wonder whatever became of him.
I think he's still around. Sure, that's Bing Crosby. I thought he was the guy that started One Man's Family.
You're just about right, Tony, but I'll make the jokes about Bing. You can work on the boards if you want to. Now, Bing's trying to run competition to One Man's Family. I never thought of it before, but you never hear of any rivalry between the family programs, do you? There's no feud between one man's family and the Aldrich family like there is between Bing and me or between Jack Benny and Fred Allen.
I guess they're just like real-life families. They've got enough wounds of their own.
Maybe that's why so many millions of people love One Man's Family, because the Barbers are so real. After 20 years, all their fans feel as if they're members of their own family.
Were you on radio 20 years ago, Dad?
Me? Well, I was a mere boy then.
You mean you haven't left that old pool yet?
Thank you, Dolores. Wait a minute, how did she get on the show?
I have two more fans of One Man's Family here.
Who is that?
Little Nora and Kelly.
Oh, I don't know whether we need those two on the show. Well, all right. What are they
going to
do?
Oh, I think you like it.
Nora
has a song.
A song?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
Would you get a little kiss with ya, huh? And when you never mess with ya, huh? And I'll get it right back to you.
Thank you very much. That's on the North Hollywood Hit Parade. Thank you. That's Nora Hope. Now, what's little old Kelly boy going to do?
Well, Kelly has a very fine poem.
A fine poem. We'll find out. Man, we may get the jackpot with this talent.
You see the wind by the hand turns Jackson. You see the force of the wind, the slash of the rain. Go face them and fight them, be savage again. Go hungry and cold like the wolf. Go wild like the crane. The palms of your hand are open. The skin of your teeth will clean. You go ragged. Rugged and swarthy, but you'll rock like a man.
Hey, who's doing that? Tell him who's doing it.
Rufus Kelly.
Well, that's wonderful, Nora and Kelly. We didn't expect this kind of talent. Anyway, let's get back to the show.
Wait a minute, Bob. Don't evade the question. Tell the children where you were 20 years ago.
Do I have to? Well, as a matter of fact, I was rehearsing for a show on Broadway. Roberta.
Well, I've heard of that.
Well, you'd better. You want to sit around this shack. There are four things you got to know about. Roberta, the Cleveland Indian, Senator Pierce, and Chesterfield.
What was your favorite song in Roberta, Dad?
Well, I guess it's one that's everybody's favorite. Not only in Roberta, but of all the songs ever written. I'll never forget that opening night when Smoke Gets in Your Eyes was sung for the first time. I've loved it ever since, and I'd like to hear it again right now.
Thank you, Bob, your charming wife, Dolores, and your swell youngsters for being with us today. Now, Bob, here's Smoke in Your Eyes, compliments of Robert Armbruster and the orchestra. Before we go back to Henry and NBC wishes to pay its respects to Carlton E. Morse, in whose fertile imagination One Man's Family originated, and who for 20 years has been the writer-producer of this appealing program. To Carl Morse goes the gratitude and the congratulations of NBC and all America for permitting us to join in the day-by-day adventures in living of the Barbers. We hope Carl Morse and the typical American family that he has so endeared to an entire nation